Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Some scattered storms around today and tomorrow, but most of you will stay dry. Our best storm chance will be the first half of Sunday, where some storms may become severe. Good morning, my friends, and happy Friday. This is meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the KRLD Weather Center. A big cluster of storms just missed us to the north this morning. A storm watch remains in effect for the Red River counties until 8 o'clock this morning, and I still can't rule out a few scattered showers and storms forming anywhere here across North Texas through the noon hour today, but most of you will stay dry. Mostly cloudy, windy, and humid today with highs near 80. I'm also going to keep an eye on the dry line surging our direction this afternoon and evening for a few isolated severe storms, also east of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. A few storms could form later on today as well. Cloudy, breezy, and humid tonight with lows near 70. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy, very windy and muggy. Wind gusts of 45 miles per hour from the south as highs reach 80 once again. There's a very slight chance of a shower storm during the afternoon and evening hours, but again, most of us will stay dry. Storm chances, though, will rapidly increase after midnight Saturday through at least noon on Sunday as the Pacific front surges our direction. Hail and wind look to be the primary threats. This area's storms will form tomorrow evening well to the west of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, out into West Texas, and surge our direction towards daybreak Sunday. I have a gut feeling these storms will weaken a little bit as they approach, but it's not in stone. I'll keep you updated through tomorrow. Highs on Sunday will be near 80 again. Next week, ton of humidity sticks around. It will be warm and humid. Highs will be in the low to mid 80s. A few storms are possible during peak heating on Monday and Tuesday. As of now, increasing rain chances Wednesday and especially into Thursday. Still days away. I will continue to monitor and keep you updated through the week. Again, please stay weather aware after midnight Saturday through at least noon Sunday. I'll be watching. Have a great weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.